This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You know what that music means, but Jimmy not here yet. I was texting with him last night, so he is aware. So I would assume he's been...
There's a lot that goes on in his universe.
Yes.
He's got Under Armour responsibilities. He's got programs to oversee.
There he is. I got to let him in.
He's a big man on campus at Monumental Sports. Ted Leonsis can't do much over there. We shouldn't do much without consulting with Coach Patsos first. I mean, he's got the Terps looking tournament bound.
Towson.
He's got the Towson Tigers on top, the CAA. The man's got a lot going on. Frankie the Wonder
Frankie,
Pop.
You can't hold Frankie down.
He was outside running around. Oh, see me.
Bring him in. Bone's got the window closed.
Across the street.
The sun goes right in my eyes.
It's Frankie's world. We're all just living in it, Coach.
Okay, here we go. What is this?
Sunshine, how
summer
are you?
Camp with the Steinfelds. What's going on with the lights in your eyes? What?
Well, if you open that door,
do you want me to demonstrate?
Yeah. It just shines right in my eyes. It shines right in my eyes. That's the problem.
He's good being able to see.
We need Kenneth happy at all times.
Absolutely.
Yes.
1,000 wins on the road in front of 27 people at Stony Brook.
Yeah.
Which sometimes can be a weird way to play when you go up there.
I was a little worried about it. If it got under seven, I was going to jump the Tigers. I told the people here, 7.5 is tricky. If it gets under seven, take the Tigers. Anything else, just let it go.
Jimmy Jason's Mr. CAA, man.
JLCAA.
He's been killing the
CAA.
You
know, the CAA is a little have and have nots this year. Mm-hmm. However, Wilmington, William and Mary's the surprise team. Charleston's the reigning champ, but the Tigers are the number one. The Tigers have been the most consistent in league play from beginning to end.
Yeah.
And it started when they went down there. They split. They beat Wilmington, lost to Charleston. Close game. And they've been rolling ever since.
Yeah. And Charleston's not what they were. It's weird to me, like the teams, like the Philly-ish teams, as I think of them, like Hofstra, Drexel, and Delaware's totally down. They've checked out, right? Delaware's leaving the conference. They're going to the Big South or whatever. They've checked out.
They're
those three are kind
of
down
USA
to me.
Or the Sun Belt,
or Conference USA,
please,
wherever they're going.
Please check the Delaware Blue Hens travel schedule the next 5 years.
Liberty's the closest team, I think. Liberty's the closest
Jason,
team.
Jason, as usual, highest marks. Think what he just said. You can get to Paris faster than you can get to Liberty.
Direct flight.
If there's traffic on a Friday from here to Liberty, it's 5 or 6 hours. Okay.
Direct Tell Vaughn where Liberty is.
Paris.
Where Liberty is.
It's about six if after you're at the airport. You get a little tailwind, you're there in six.
Okay.
So, I mean, they're going to Louisiana Tech. We'll talk about some of these people that make football moves. But what matters is the Maryland women, feisty.
Yeah.
Pushing, shoving early.
Destroyed Oregon.
Went out there, beat Oregon, who's in the middle of the pack. So they got their wins, and our men.
What happened?
Ran out of gas. It was a great start. I was as optimistic as I've ever been. I started having nightmares because last year wasn't so great at Ohio State.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's kind of where that guy got they came back and won when they were going to fire the coach, and we just didn't quite finish in Columbus again 2 years in a row. But going Sunday, going to see Rutgers, Ace Bailey, Harper, Gary Williams, and I are going. It's all going to be exciting.
Nice.
Here's the thing. Now it's a must win. Here, you know what it is with the men? Towson has to win their league to get in. That's it. The Maryland Terrapins are in.
Right.
I just would rather have a 4-5 seed.
Amen, yes, brother.
7-8, 7-10 is almost impossible to get to the next. You know, you got to play the 1 or 2 seed. One time we did it. We were 10, beat St. Louis at 7, and then we went and beat UMass at 2.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. Mario, what was it?
Mario Lucas. But Joe Smith was just, his coming out party times 10. They got us back here a year later, him and Camby. It was a great game in Baltimore Arena when we played like real teams in the Baltimore Arena. Like, that was packed.
That was like Dante Bright and those guys.
Mr. Offensive Rebound, him and Dana Dingle. But anyways, 7-10 is just tricky. You know, like last, like Terzio's last year when they beat James Booknight and them, and they, Eric Ayala UConn, played well. I was out there at the COVID year. We were 10, they were 7. We beat UConn. We played Alabama. It was over by the first time out. I mean, it just wasn't good. You know, last 2 years ago, West Virginia, we beat in a couple points in a great last game of Bob Huggins' career.
Yeah.
Him and Willard, two of the good guys. We're down in Birmingham. We win. We run into Alabama again, who has, by the way, 5 pros. Alabama's guys that didn't even get drafted are in the pros right now. So that's my thing, Ken, about getting to 4 and 5 and 6. And last night, I'm not saying the ship sailed, but it may have. They opened the window to get out the door, as opposed to you win that game last night, you're a 3-4 seed.
Jimmy, were you surprised by the early substitutions in that game, especially following a week layoff?
You know, sometimes he just wants to keep guys involved. Look, Jay's a good player. The backup point guard from Memphis, he's solid. DHS is coming off the bench. You know, he's a former starter. Kapari's a talented guy. So
we haven't seen Malachi Palmer in a minute.
Yeah. Malachi Palmer, who's going to be the future, because he's going to stay, and he's really probably, and some people would play him now, but you know, you have older.
Yeah.
Look, this is a mini NBA. It's not the NBA. We'll get to the Wizards in a second. 3 in a row, Wiz. I think they just won the trade situation. Well, they're paying now to be good later because guys want to get teams and players. And the reason I'm bringing up the NBA is you got to do some things now to keep guys not just for the next week happy, the next month happy, but maybe next year happy. Or maybe I want to see who like can play a little bit. Like, let's get the team. Sometimes on the road, you want everybody involved. I used to sub 5 at a time sometimes on the road. A team play, B team get a couple minutes. We're all in this together. It was the second half is what happened. I mean, they were up fine at halftime. They just second half, we stopped scoring. We stopped scoring a little bit.
Well, this team can shoot the 3-ball now. And people in this room last year, we were aghast anytime they would try. So in this era of modern basketball, Coach, and you shoot as well as they do, right? They're top 4 in the Big Ten in percentage coming in this game. Is 13 attempts enough? Because for me, 13 attempts is not enough. Now, Gillespie only playing 27 minutes has something to do with it, but 13 attempts to me ain't enough.
Rice, look, Bill Raftery said it. And then, you know, the analytics guys are going to get on the phone today and kill a guy like me. I'm some analytics. I'm not all analytics. Analytics guys are going to say layups or threes, and that's why Ohio State won. Yeah, one of them banked in.
Yeah.
Guy played great defense. He made him shoot it higher, and it banks in. They hit another tough three in front of their bench. They were taking away the three, but we were making twos. Rice is really one of the most improved guys in the country. I've seen him and Castro, the kid down at GW, the center. Like, I'm talking about most improved, like, from came from nowhere. Rice was hurt, didn't play at Virginia Tech. He's playing great. Sultan's good. Queen, you know, you got two bigs. Maybe you should. This is Twin Tower action. They did make a lot of mid-range, but maybe they should have taken
Well, it's
got to
be
threes.
One of the I'm thinking more threes or just more lobs. It was not really either.
No, they just only scored 29 points in the second half.
7 field goals in the second half.
I want the first half, those two. Gary Williams and I will tell you, when twos go in, they're great. When they don't, then the analytics guys say it should have been a 3. They were making all their mid-range in the first half. You go back and look, Raftery's talking about how when Willard said we're a mid-range team, we're really good at it. Look, they're scoring points this year. They just kind of ran into a wall in the second half. I was texting with Wyman, and it's just we needed to go on a 4-minute good run. We kind of just were a melancholy 4. We never had a great run.
We needed 5 minutes where Gillespie took the game over.
Yeah. That's pretty much
what was going on with him last night. Like, it's just that you chalk it up as a bad night. And him and, quite frankly,
he was getting the treatments in the previous game. Now he's out the first TV timeout. 8 days
with the
off.
Heating pad on the knee.
I'm not, you know, hey, they practice. Willard's colleges still practice. The pros, they don't practice. That's what I mean. We're not pro basketball yet, but we're moving towards it. You know, what's your cap? Who's playing? Are your money guys producing the most? If your money guys don't produce in the NBA, you're losing,
you're
Tim. You are losing if you're top 2. Just ask him.
Yeah.
In Philadelphia.
Yeah.
That would be. So it's not there yet, but it's close to it, you know. And look, he's Gillespie at home and Jacoby on the road a little bit right now. That's old hockey term. That was rough at home, Lindsay on the road. He used to play Buffalo, and that's what they say about the Sabres. He's getting better on the road. But he's not a road, you know, to be a good road player at this look, Belmont's a nice place. Missouri Valley's a nice conference. It's not it's not the Big Ten road games. He's coming around and he's doing it. He just had an off night last night. At home he's Superman. And that's look, protect home. You win Sunday against two NBA players who's playing better. I mean, every NBA scout in the country is going to be there, not just to watch Bailey and Harper. They're keeping an eye on Queen.
I'd rather play them a week ago, Coach, where one of those guys is still sitting on the sidelines. That's just me. Rutgers. I'd rather got him a week ago.
100%.
Well, when Harper was hurt.
Yeah, when Harper was hurt.
It would. But Bailey, you know, when he did it against Northwestern, he had guys like me guarding him. We'll see what he does when Queen's guarding him. But Julian Reese is playing his way into a second-round pick right now.
He's playing awesome.
Consistently really good. He's like Eton Thomas. He's a second. Is he a second-round pick? He might be better.
If he had a mid-range game, he's a one?
Yeah, plus he's too old. Nobody's picking anyway. I just got off the phone with the Wizards. I mean, we just had an unbelievable week. I mean, they're just A.J. Johnson's really good. He's just only 20 years old. He has to play a little. That's the kid they got from the Bucks. They now have four first-round selections. You can put A.J. Johnson, act like he's a rookie next year. They have two picks coming up this year.
Got rid of Johnny Davis.
That was over anyway. Yes. That was a trade.
Yes. Kuz, thank God. See ya. Sorry.
I mean, Kuz is a good guy. He wants to go to the Bucks and play. Middleton's older.
He wants to shoot from all over.
Look, they won three in a row because Brogdon and Gispert.
Yeah.
And they're keeping those guys. The rest are all young. Doesn't matter. They just want young. Valanciunas and Kuzma, go play on winners. You did your job here. They signed for a good deal.
Are they playing on winners, though? I don't think either one's playing
on winners. The Bucks won the play-in tournament. Adam Silver will tell you that matters. I won't, but the commissioner will.
Yeah.
You have two All-Stars and Lillard and Valanciunas. You have Lillard and Giannis.
Yeah. Freak. Hey.
Now, here's the thing. We'll get to the NBA later. Back to college. Brenda has her things with Sellers and the girl from Rutgers transfer. Where's her money going to go next year? There's more money than ever coming in because of the TV deal, just like the NBA with the CBA. College, maybe Willard last night wanted some other guys to play, including Malachi Palmer, to know that he has a future here.
They also got a big donation, too, Jimmy.
$10 million.
I know. I can't believe Ken's
Sunshine
brother,
Inc.
I can't believe Ken Wyman's brother gave all that money.
All I got was a box of chocolates.
Big Turf fan, my brother. Hey, we'll come back, talk more basketball with Sunshine himself, Jimmy Patsos, in studio.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Studio here on the Fan. Jimmy Sunshine, Pat Sosa in studio. Before we get to the NBA, I do have a quick question for you. As a coach, Selton Miguel 1-on-5 shoots that three last night. It goes in, but that's got to be the ultimate no yes shot.
Or is it just no?
Wait, haven't you guys been watching the Warriors and Curry? This is the way we...
Rafferty said different era, Jim.
Different era. Look, guys, run to the three-point line on the break. It's a different era. That's why the analytics guys will say, hey, if you're making them, we're right. If we're not, no problem. We have words like future and relevance and optimism and the joy of playing, but you have to live with those. But the numbers will get you there in the end. That's why I don't like coaching anymore. Because you have to listen to the guys like that, Tim, that you put on your wall as your heroes, your analytics guys over there.
Tim, you number jockey. You sick wannabe.
Big on analytics.
I think half of it's good. Look, if you're feeling the heat, if you're feeling hot and you make it, so what? Selton Miguel's had a good year for them.
Yes.
I thought he had a rough night last night, though.
Yeah, but I'm not in your business. You thought, you know, Derek DaCosta should be fired. So, you know.
No, I never called for his head.
Well, you called for somebody else's heads, but.
Stone. Called for his head.
Stone Fouls did call for his head.
My point is this: I'm just looking at the overview of. Look, this is all about one thing in my business: can you make the tourney or not? St. Mary's lost a tough one last night. I work for Under Armour. Full disclosure: anybody listening, we need 13 to 17 teams to go to the league. Right? Auburn's number one. That's great for us.
They're a wagon.
And yeah, but you still. Well, they lost to Yale in the first round last year, and I'll be the first one to remind Bruce Pearl of that because Yale was an Under Armour team, so I didn't care.
Yeah.
Except I didn't have a team in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, right. Then you cared the weekend later.
My thing is usually the next game. You know how that works, Jason? That upset always, very rarely is that a Cinderella run.
It's one and done. Game.
So you look at it and say, Selton's been a really good pickup. Gillespie's been a really good pickup. Rice has improved. Queen's awesome. He doesn't do things numbers-wise as much, but he helps you win, including his block at the end is why he's a 10-year pro.
Yes.
And Juju's been great. All right, so we missed on the bench. They missed on the bench a little in terms of having us, and I don't want to sound too old, the Vinnie Johnson microwave score. Drew Nicklaus, okay? When you just said Mario Lucas, he was a seventh man.
Yeah.
We had one big and one Taj Holden hit threes. Like they don't Ryan have a Randall. Guy. Ryan Randall, outstanding backup center. We don't have a guy off the bench. Right
Jimmy,
now.
At the risk of being lumped in with him, the bench was -46 BPM last night.
That's unbelievable.
When your starters are +46 and your now this isn't just the traditional plus minus. This is the BPM model, but per 100 possessions.
But
the bench was -49 BPM on a night where the starters were +46.
When the starters were +46. Right, and that's something you have to get on the plane if you're the head coach, and you have to look at yourself and say, did I mess up? You know, did I roll the dice too much? Look, I'm on the Wizards alternate cast tonight with the sports junkies, just the whole second half. They'll be bringing this stuff up because, A, we're going to talk Maryland because, you know, they love hoops, and the Hoyas are getting a little better, and we'll talk because, you know, the Wizards, you can't talk all NBA. This is an alternate broadcast. And the NBA, they live by that stuff, Jason. Mm-hmm. They live by that, and that was a calculated risk that didn't work last night. But overall, are they having a good year? Of course they
yes.
are. Do they have good pickups in the free agent market? Sure.
Yes.
Does everybody have a player that's not living up to the number attached to him? Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, DHS is not doing quite what we thought 2 years ago, whether it was a ranking number or a financial number.
Yeah.
Remember what we learned in the NBA, Tim? Before I make one statement about a player, I want to know one thing. How much is he making?
There you go.
It's my Davis Bertans model. Love him at $2 million. Tolerate him at $5 million. Can barely watch him at $10 million, and I have a voodoo doll of him at $16 million. In other words, that's the range when a guy's making that kind of money.
Yeah.
Of that's how you judge him. So in the NBA, This is a mini NBA. They're traveling charter. They're doing all this other stuff. They're on TV. And analytics are going to come into it. But Jason's, that's a very good number right there.
Jimmy,
not a good number, but a good number.
I think I'm the star pupil today, Coach. I don't want to put words in your mouth. I outshine Gigi
man
today,
for
right?
Others.
And yeah. he's in a hole.
But, yeah. All right, clearly. Before we get to the Wizards, I do need to hear what you thought of the Luka trade. And why the heck did they not put that up to a bidding war?
You know what? The Wizards have just said every rumor that Kevin Durant and them might come home wasn't true, but was true, because after the Luka trade, anything was possible. Mm-hmm. And I believe, look, I think that the Dallas Mavericks made a really good trade for the next 18 months. I don't think they made a good trade for the next 8 years because they could win it. Because Anthony Davis, when he wants to play the game he's supposed to love, that he used to love, because it's different now. But he won a title before. Klay Thompson's as good a guy as you're going to meet. That's Michael Thompson's son, by the way. Went to Washington State.
He doesn't know
State
who that is, Jason.
And played for Tony Bennett.
Yeah.
Is as good a guy and as hard a competitor and wants to win. Kyrie Irving, when he's right, and he appears to be. Jason, they can go further than the Lakers this year. Now, Luka goes to L.A. Maybe he takes the L.A. diet approach. Maybe he gets skinny like all the stars. Because in Dallas, I think he was. I don't think he missed many barbecues in Dallas lately.
It's on the alley diet.
Because that was the thing about him was the conditioning.
It's been all you all week, so I was going to defer.
It's been all. They're worried about his conditioning and his commitment to playing. And the guy loves playing. The guy went to the finals last year.
It's amazing.
He carried them to the finals, won at Minnesota, had a great run, ran into the super hot Celtics, super talented Celtics when it was their year, and they traded him. So. We'll find out in the next 5 years who was right, but in the next 5 months, it might be Dallas who was right.
Jimmy, Beltway Ben had a question. You don't have headphones, so I'm going to ask it to you, but I think it's an interesting question. You were talking about the lack of bench for Maryland. What about a scenario where Shelton Miguel, who was sixth man of the year in his previous conference, put him on the bench to give you instant offense coming off the bench and maybe start a DHS or a guard instead? What do you like? What about that?
I think Kevin Willard knows exactly what he's doing.
You don't like the instant offense off the bench, Jimmy?
I think I like instant offense.
He'd like it more if there was a different guard to insert.
How about Jay Young? How about Jordan Geronimo?
Jay Young can play the point and move Gillespie to the two, but I'm not a Willard knows what he's doing. Look, the problem is he made the move.
Malachi Palmer. There you go.
I already told you he's the future.
Yeah.
And he's you just want to play him a little, but he's from Mount Zion. He's gonna be look, Miguel's out of here.
Right.
That's over.
Right.
Juju's gone, so you need
he's
a
your
big.
Age, Jimmy, so of course.
And, you know, you hope Queen comes back for a year, but you don't know. And Rice is back, and Gillespie's back. That's really good.
Yes.
Palmer, you want. In other words, Willard's done a good job of figuring out you need some guys back, some young guys in, and some old transfers. Because 2 years ago, he'll be the first one to tell you that he took too many young guys.
Yep.
They couldn't shoot the ball. You just said it. You know, Jamie Kaiser and DHS were too young. He wanted to start freshman. Yeah. They had a really good scoring point guard, okay? Sure. But Dante Scott was, you know, he was who he was. He showed you who he was and believe it, and he was a solid player, but he was, and Juju was maturing. Juju's taking a huge step for them this year. Reese can't get enough accolades. He's a guy that plays 5 years in the NBA, starts on a two. Better if he doesn't get drafted, Tim. Let him pick his team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because remember, there's a whole world with the CBA where there's expiring contracts.
Yeah.
Who's a two-way? Who has a center? We all know that two of the three of the guys that have just gone to the Wizards probably won't ever play for the Wizards. Reggie Jackson's already been with
them.
But Malcolm Brogdon and Corey Kispert will stay. Why? Because they're veterans that are really good players. Kispert's a young veteran. No, he's not, because he went 4 years to school.
Yeah.
So he's 28. Malcolm Brogdon was Rookie of the Year and Sixth Man of the Year. Keep him off the bench. So how does this relate? Once again, minor league basketball is now college, and it's Triple A. And I listen to your Orioles shows, and all of a sudden, you don't get paid for a farm system. I thought that was very good. Who cares?
We're kind of over that.
By the way, Dan Shaughnessy, how'd you get him?
Yeah, we always get
plus.
He's our guy. Yeah, he's we want to poop on Boston, and we go to Dan Shaughnessy.
He was here?
Yeah, News American way back in the
day. By the way,
I think it was the Washington Star before that.
Yeah. Wow, he was great, and he knew then he was ready to jump, like typical Boston guy. He was ready to jump in on the Celtics, ready to jump in on the Belichick and the Patriots. Yeah. Not it didn't sound like he voted for Mr. Kraft to go to the Hall of Fame.
No. I don't think so.
To jump back from the pros to that, We, hey, we're going back and forth because that's what we do. It's
that's
Friday.
That's what it is. Keep up or go home.
Sunshine, you want to do another segment?
I'll do another segment. Okay, but be easy on my therapist because just because he didn't have a bench this year, maybe in his fourth year. Yeah. Willard, everybody's learning.
Bones got some questions about Swanton Rogers at ODU in the next segment. He's big on the Cowboys. He's tracking the Cowboys.
In the car. He'll be all right.
More with Jimmy Patsos next here on The Fan. One more segment with Jimmy Patsos. Sunshine gracing us for another segment. I do want to get your thoughts on this.
On the something music that, being played, I love it.
Yeah, I know. I know
New
you
Order,
love,
baby.
Yeah, you love the music.
I saw New Order at Merriweather last year, packed.
Wow.
They're with Pet Shop Boys, packed. Oh. It's funny, we all used to go there in punk rockers, and we had long hair in the 80s and 90s, and now there was Range Rovers and Beamers all over the park.
Now, you tell me you saw Joy Division, then you'll really have me.
Well, he
because they never came over here, but you would have had to see them in the UK.
That's on Fox, FS1 every day at 5 for Joy Division.
They're having me listen to what album from The Clash? What is it?
London Calling.
Are you a Clash fan?
Stop it, Tim. Okay,
I don't know, dude.
Beatles, they're the most important band could come out of England ahead of the Rolling Stones.
Wow!
Not in terms of like the music. They changed how England thought. Joe Strummer and those guys. What was going on with the punk movement that led to the New Order movement? That led to all the 80s and 90s stuff and all this great music. New Order. They have so many good songs. Temptations, my favorite, but.
But yeah, they came out of Joy Division, and Joy Division collapsed when
because
the lead singer killed himself.
It wasn't a happy ending, but New Order came out, and all these things, Manchester, the Smiths, I've seen this happen in
Factory
other people's
Records.
Lives, and now it's happened to mine. But the Clash, movement of the Clash was insane from that country to this country for a wave of music.
Like, Coach, my youngest is named Mateo Strummer Lockenfora.
There you go. So I would,
yes.
I did not know that.
I did.
The story of the Clash, I mean, the Sex Pistols, they had all that stuff going, but they were too over there. Like, the Clash had means.
It's going to change your life, Bone.
Well, and politically, Sandinista.
Well, I wanted to do this first. I thought we'd start here.
One step at a time.
Back to Sandinista.
Police and thieves lost in a supermarket because I've been lost in a supermarket the other day.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a very good shopper. I didn't do this stuff now.
You should start assigning him stuff to watch and listen. You should join in with us on that.
We'll do that. We'll just start with New Order. That's good. And, you know, The Breakfast Club. That's good for you for now.
Yeah. Mike Woodson stepping down at Indiana. Thoughts?
People forget that Mike Woodson played for Knight, won a championship, was a really good NCAA, an NBA coach. He went to the first year of the tournament, and he lost. You know, he lost to Mike Bray, beat him, and then Mike Bray went and had a little. That was Mike Bray's last run out in San Diego in the NCAA. Tim, it's all about making the NCAA. Then it's about winning in the NCAA. That program, though,
they've had neither.
High bar.
No, it's just been a high bar. Yeah, and then they won one. I saw them in Albany. They won a game, then they lost to Miami. Miami went to the Elite Eight that year. That's when UConn won it up there. Same areas was I went to Albany to see the NCAA regional. I flew from Birmingham because I saw the Terps. That's what we do. We fly around during those regions. Cause
been
we
to that airport.
Teams. It's not bad. The best news about Albany is it's close to Saratoga.
Well, I meant the Birmingham airport I've been to.
Not bad.
I've been to the Albany airport, but not Birmingham.
Yeah.
We'll refrain. Anyways... What goes on with Mike Woodson in the end is simple math. They want to win because they come to every game. And I mean, we have the Hoyas and we got the Terps and we've got two banners hanging. They got three banners hanging national championships. But they have some epic, epic fans that come to every game full. Numero uno here went out there and won at Loyola. Beat Tom Crean. There is a God. Good. Talk about good versus evil. We couldn't get around the back, so I said, drop us off. Ask Greg Manning. We went down the front steps of Assembly Hall as if we were people checking in with our bags and beat him. Guy had a four-point play for me to win the game. Those fans, though, still remember that 20 years later when they see me. Like, they have unbelievable fans. And with that kind of fan base, ask Calipari in Kentucky.
Yeah,
ask Kansas.
Under the microscope.
It's they want more. They don't want. We want to go to the NCAA, man. Of course we want to win the Final Four and do all that stuff we used to do. Times have changed. The Gonzagas of the world are great. Mississippi State and the SEC has changed everything. They have 13 teams that are going to the NCAA right now. 13. I remember when the SEC didn't care about basketball.
Right.
They hired Dan Leibowitz, who became their commissioner. He's now with the Big East.
It's one of mine.
Great guy from Philly, too. He was John Taney's assistant. Like, this is what
Temple?
People don't... That's, he was the one like me. Me and him were the ones.
Yeah.
That's just, you know, Chaney and Gary Williams were in their own level, highest level. By the way, we used to play Temple a lot. Fun game. We lost on a bang shot to Mark Karcher. We beat him down here. Rodney Elliott.
Mark Karcher, local kid, yeah.
Love Noodles. So What do you do if you're Indiana? Who are you going to get? Brad Stevens doesn't want to coach. He turned down Notre Dame's $10 million. Sorry if I let that out there, but Brad Stevens has a great job. He doesn't want to coach because he's the president of an NBA team. Nobody wants to go back from the NBA to the NCAA. Otherwise, Billy Donovan would have done it and should have done it.
Larinaga? Did they get him out of retirement? I mean, I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know. Who? What do they do?
Larinaga.
Does it have to be? Does it have to be someone from the program? Does it have to be?
Just stepped away from an Elite Eight and a Final Four.
Yeah.
In 2 years later, the culture was gone. No, the culture wasn't gone. Guys wanted more money, and you better answer a lot of phone calls and have a general manager and all that. Who should take Indiana? I don't know the answer to that. And Tom Green's a buddy of mine. He'll tell you Marquette was a much better job than Indiana. Mm-hmm. Why? Same resources, same passionate fan base, but much more realistic.
Yeah.
Marquette, super job. Buzz Williams will tell you that. Al McGuire will tell you. It just doesn't have football, and Milwaukee's not exactly Beverly Hills, but it's a really good job.
Good
Indiana,
Bronx.
When are we going to the Final Four?
Yeah.
That's a hard job. Who should they get? Knight's gone, so that's over. Woodson was one of their own who played there and is a very good
guy. But do you think it still has to be one of their own, or you think they're over that? It's just win, baby. We
don't
care.
No, it's just over that. Who's hot now? But in other words,
Chris Beard?
That's a good one, but he's probably pretty happy at Ole Miss because he's in the best league. Now, the Big Ten's the second best league, but Chris Beard's very happy. Chris Beard's a loyal guy.
Tersh! I'm now the class clown. I lost my gold star.
That's there by Jimmy.
He's done with this. He doesn't want to deal with
it. I'm just being facetious.
He's a defensive coach, which they like out there, but then they also want to, Knight ran.
What about the
tight
shirt guy at Iowa State? Could he?
Yes.
TJ?
Tight shirt. He looks like he benches a lot.
Medium.
Yeah. They're not having my pregame meal. Those guys are like in the weight room.
Yeah.
I saw that in Milwaukee.
Extra creatine.
TJ's a good guy. He was at South Dakota State, one of our schools. Then he went to UNLV, saw the writing on the wall that means that they don't care anymore at UNLV.
Yeah.
UNLV said, we don't want to join the new Pac-12. Why?
I think they're content being mediocre in the Mountain West.
Yeah, they're working.
I like fading them at home.
You know what it is? Because they want to focus on their academics.
Yes.
We are an academic institution. You're in Vegas 1 minute from the airport when you land. Cut it out. Okay. And they do have a great hospitality, second to Cornell. Cornell has the best hospitality school. They have the second. And these things and more don't matter in Indiana. We want good guys that want to win. You have to work the transfer portal. But what really happened in Indiana? What really happened in Indiana? What didn't Mike Woodson do that they want him always to do
win.
At Indiana? No, second to win.
Beat Purdue?
No.
Mm. Throw
chairs? Don't they have some pretty good players in that state?
Yeah. I never recruited in state.
Get Mr. Basketball?
Yeah. Bobby Knight always did that.
Strangle kids and throw chairs. That's not the answer.
Growing up now, Kenneth.
Yeah, he didn't recruit. He didn't
recruit 10 players from the last 2 years. They've had 10 players that should have gone to Indiana. You know how many went there, Tim? Close your eyes. That's how many. And that's not good.
They go to Purdue.
That's what really does
they got
you
Thomas Bryant.
He's from Rochester.
Yeah. Jimmy, what do you got going on tonight?
Yeah.
Alternate cast.
Yeah. I got the alternate cast tonight. Tomorrow, we're just going to watch hoops. Sunday, we are very excited Sunday because we have the Rutgers game against Maryland.
You and Gary Williams.
Well, look, everybody wants to see Bailey and Harper. Everybody knows. That's what I mean. Everybody knows like what's going on. They just don't want to fully admit it. Yet, college basketball is still great. The Towsons of the world. Loyola had a big win. They've won on the road.
Towson home next week. You're be seeing them.
I'll be there.
Let's get the win in Monmouth on Saturday. Towson money line. And then they come home and we'll be there. We'll
King
be there
Rice.
Thursday. It's Delaware next Thursday, right? We'll be there.
Yes, I will be there.
We'll spank that ass for the last time.
And then what do you have? UMBC could win it all. The Maryland women are going to make a run. The smaller women's programs around here not really having great years. And I'm just not sure Morgan State, the MEAC is wide open after Norfolk. All these are one bid leagues, though. The big boys, you got to get in the tournament to win it. But then it becomes, what are your next expectations and how much money you want to spend? And back to Mike Woodson. He's a good guy. We're going to miss him. But, Ken, when you don't get any players from Indiana to go to Indiana, you better win a lot.
Yeah.
Rochester's not a basketball hotbed.
Yeah. You better win a lot.
Rochester is not a suburb of Indiana.
Kind of. Upstate New York.
I really want to ask the Volo question, but I know our time is all screwed. You don't want us to ask it.
Keep it up. Hey, the Wizards did good this week, though. The Wizards, big week for the Wizards. In 2 years, the Wizards, we're going to look back and say.
Triple-double. We had triple-double.
Look,
Koulibaly, yeah,
he's
Bilal's legit.
Bilal's he's only 19 or 22, and he's look, they're heading in the right direction. But Kispert and Brogdon staying to me is good because you got to have some older guys with these young. Bub's coming around. Sar's a little injured. He's coming back. Look, the young guys are the young guys. You're going to win the NBA.
Best thing they ever did.
If they get Cooper Flagg?
Wouldn't that be something? Best thing they ever did. They did it a year late, but getting rid of Bradley Beal. That contract's an albatross now in Phoenix.
Water everywhere, not in ship sink. Water everywhere, but none to drink.
Yeah.
That would be Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner, which is the albatross. Love you.
Yeah. Jimmy Patsos, everyone. He's the best. We'll see you soon.
Go get him, coach.
Bounce back. Well, you know what? Let's do TMI.
Remember, size nines for the big guy.
Size nine for the new
TMI
boss.
With TM, what you got?
Best bets, Super Bowl 59 next.